is the new general manager of the Orlando Magic. John Hammond is right here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott and Ez. Hey, John, thanks so much for joining us. Welcome to rainy Orlando, John.
Thanks so much, Scott. Pleasure to be with you.
Absolutely. It's great to have you on the show. So I got to ask, I mean, let's get right to it, okay? Let's put you on the spot right away. The first question that jumps out about me about you is this. Why Orlando? You had a nice little gig in Milwaukee, right? I mean, you were the guy up there. You were the boss of the front office there with the Bucks, and yet you choose to come to Orlando. Why come to Orlando, John?
Well, Scott, you know, it's there's just opportunities and decisions in life that you make, and this was a decision that I made that I thought was going to be the right thing for me and my family at this time, and you know, I'm looking forward to this new opportunity, this new challenge.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I read some articles about you. There was a lot of talk up there in Milwaukee about possibly becoming an advisor in Milwaukee in the next year or two. And I've gotten this from my listeners. Is Hammond coming here to retire? You know, is he going to retire to Del Boca Vista, right? Put on the black socks and the sandals and the Bermudas. Is that why he's coming here? You respond to that, John.
Yeah, I know. I think anybody that knows me knows that's not who I am and what I'm about. You know, if you look at someone like myself in my career, you know, I had to work extremely hard to get the opportunities that I've had in my career, and I can tell you this: I'm very grateful for every opportunity that I've had. I know how lucky I am to be doing what I'm doing, so I never take for granted what I'm doing, and never take advantage of the opportunities that I have. I believe I work extremely hard and always put forth a great effort every day in my job, and will continue to do so.
Yeah, and I did ask that question of the CEO Alex Martins on the day it was announced, John, and I asked Alex, does the fire still burn in his belly? And Alex said, well, you'll have to ask him that. But after meeting John a couple of times, there's no question in my mind that the fire still burns in his belly. We are speaking with the new GM of the Magic, John Hammond, here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. I know you and the new president of basketball operations, Jeff Weltman, go way, way back. How influential was he for you in order to take this gig, John?
Well, look, there's nothing like having an opportunity to work with people that you have a relationship, that you enjoy being with. You know, we spend so much time together in our jobs in something like this that we do. You know, the fact that we, you know, come to the office, work together all day, have games in the evening, the fact that we, you know, travel together from, you know, team travel to scouting travel to so many things you do that when you have a comfort zone with someone like that, you appreciate that, you know that. You know, I've had the opportunity to work for some, as an assistant coach, some of the greatest coaches in this game, and having a chance to work for some, you know, really great people in the front office that when you know it's the right situation, it makes it really great to come to work. You appreciate it, and it motivates you. It's just something about that when you walk in the building, you feel good about where you're at, and you enjoy being there. You can't wait to walk in the building again the next day, and you know, just being with Jeff is a part of that for me with him.
Yeah, we are speaking with John Hammond, new Magic GM here on ESPN 580. You were his boss not too long ago, right, John? I mean, technically speaking, he's now your boss. I know you interviewed for the president of basketball operations post, so is could that get a little sticky with you guys?
you know, it's interesting. I loved how Masai Ujiri said it. Masai, who's the president of basketball ops now in Toronto, you know, he said it extremely well that, you know, Jeff helped bring Masai into the league when Jeff was working for Denver. He brought Masai to Denver at that time. I think that was his first opportunity in the NBA. And so as this was all going down, Masai said to Jeff, I loved how he said it. You think about this. He said, and you'd have to kind of like put the whole circle of life together. Mm-hmm. But he said, you know, Jeff, think of it this way, that this is Jeff speaking to Masai. I worked for you, Jeff. You worked for John. You worked for me. You worked for me, and now John's working for you. So I know it's kind of hard to figure, but if you kind of put it down on paper and put the arrows together, it's just kind of one big circle. And, you know, Scott, you said it. It's not so much about who you're working for. It's who you're working with. Mm. And, you know, I tried to do that in the 5 years that Jeff and I were together in Milwaukee. It was never about Jeff working for me. It was he and I working together. And to be honest with you, look, Scott, you said it. I had a situation where, you know, I was kind of running the basketball ops in Milwaukee. And, you know, I wouldn't leave that unless I knew it was an opportunity where I would have a lot of responsibility, have input on what we're doing, a major input of what we're doing, and I could trust a guy like Jeff, and Jeff would trust me the same.
Happy to have John Hammond, new Magic GM, here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. You get the job a few weeks ago, John. So you and Jeff haven't had a whole lot of time, I guess, to get ready for the draft and free agency with this particular basketball team. I know those preparations had to start a while ago for you in Milwaukee, but here you know, you've got the draft in 2 weeks. You've got free agency here in about three. That's a short amount of time to get ready for the most important gear for people like you. How big of a challenge has that been for you to get into Orlando and just kind of hit the ground running?
It's 24/7, and it's on your mind constantly. You know, you talk about, like, you know, your motivation to do this job and where you're at, where I'm at professionally, and you know, how vested I am in this. You know, live with me for the next few weeks, live with me for the next few months and next few years, and I think you can see. But, you know, some people, you know, Scott, some of your listeners might be saying, what the heck is the guy doing on the radio right now? He should be working and getting ready for the draft.
Yeah.
And it is the truth. I walked out of a draft meeting to do this.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, and Magic fans do appreciate it as well. Look, we know what to expect as Magic fans, John Hammond. We expect you to choose the next Greek freak. Right? I mean, Nike football expects that as well. We expect you to choose the next Giannis Antetokounmpo in this draft. That's all. Nothing big, right?
Yeah, easy, right?
It's very, very easy.
Go find the diamond in the rough.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just
right
there.
And I know you don't want to get into specifics, and I totally respect that, but what is the game plan for the sixth pick in the draft as you see it right now? Is it the proverbial take the best player available, John?
You know, you hate to get cliches like that, but I think we do, and that's how we think, and that's what we're looking to do right now. We're going to take the best player on the board and hope that this player can develop into a core player that we can help, you know, build around over the next few years and eventually turn this into a championship-caliber team. But, you know, it's one step at a time. But this is a big step, you know, to have the sixth pick. It's one that you don't want to miss on. It's one that you look back, you know, if we're doing this, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, for an upcoming draft, that you guys are saying, wow, 17, you guys hit it. You got a good player. You got a guy that now we know who this, you know, you're going to talk about this player by name and say, boy, this guy's turned out to be the kind of player that we hope that he could become, or we see it. It's coming. It's going to become within the next year or so that we've got that kind of player.
Yeah. Yeah. I know when we were talking about potential GMs, when I mentioned your name, my guy, Nikki Football here, his eyes lit up when I said, might John Hammond want to come to Orlando from Milwaukee? Because I've learned, especially these younger guys, John, like the social media guys, they all know who you are, and that's because of one reason, and that is the Greek freak Giannis Antetokounmpo, right, Nick? I mean, that's
for me, and you know, maybe John can give some insight on this. What I really liked about what you did in Milwaukee, John, was it felt as if you had a plan and a blueprint, and everyone you drafted fit into that plan, whether it be Thon Maker last year, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and even Brogdon in the second round, long and athletic guys, and that's really what I feel we needed here in Orlando.
Are we going long and athletic, John? I guess that's
Please,
the question.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we would like to, if possible. You can see that's where the game is going right now. And long athletic guys, and in particular if you got guys that can play multiple positions, and particularly if you have guys that can stretch the floor shooting the three-point shot. So, yeah, you'd love to have that player. You hope that kind of player is available. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's we'll see what's there on the board for us, and we do feel very confident at six. We're gonna walk away with a very good player.
I know there are Magic fans who are upset with me for keeping you overtime, but one more question, and I'll let you go. Can we get a kid? 6, 25, 33, 35. Can you get a kid who can make an impact early? I know that's very difficult to do today with these one and doneers. Can you get a kid who can make an impact relatively early, John?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And you think about this, you know, when you're looking at these drafts today, you know, we're going over the boards as we speak. And you know, we always say, now, what's his age again? Now, what's his age? And the answer is always, he's 19.
Right.
He's 20.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, you look even if you're going to, you guys brought his name up. I didn't. But you talk about a guy like Giannis. You know, Giannis is doing what he's doing now, you know, after a few years in this league. He didn't walk in year one and become this kind of player. So, look, that guy at six, if you're hoping for a player like that, you're going to say, well, give us a couple years, because it may not happen after year one we're having this conversation that he's turned out that player, or year two or year three. It might be year four, but all of a sudden, wow, look at him today. Now he's an all-star. So it's the reality of it, but you go a little further down the draft, and sometimes you take that, that's what happens in the draft today. The early picks are usually the younger players, the guys with the so-called upside, and as you move further into the draft, now all of a sudden you might be looking at maybe a three-year college player, a four-year college player, and to be honest with you, it seems a little backward, but sometimes those are the guys that can contribute earlier than the earlier picks, because sometimes the older players are more mature players and people.
Oh, man, you're preaching,
John,
to the choir there.
So
you're preaching to the choir. I'm actually looking more forward to 25 than I am 6, and I know I'm in the minority, but it's just crazy the way it's gone in the NBA draft. But we live in that world, and that's what we have to do. John Hammond, it's been a pleasure. I know for a fact now there is fire in the belly, Nikki Football. There is definitely fire in the belly. John Hammond, thank you, my man. Appreciate it. Look forward to having a great working relationship with you.
And look forward to doing this many, many more times. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Class Act, new Magic General Manager, John Hammond.